I do want to see that antenna because I was looking at screwdrivers. I was going to order an ATAS, but I remembered how many issues I had with a ground plane on my bed mount, so I decided against it. I just ordered a spark plug transformer. I think I showed you that a long time ago. And I'm going to make it a N-fed half wave with, it'll be 10 to 40, but I'm going to put an 80-meter link on it. So if I want 80, I can do 80. But I don't have to roll out 130-something feet every time I use the antenna. But yeah, no, I want to look at that thing because it's kind of, for what I want, like just plug it in and kind of forget about it. If I want to play radio, that's sweet. And yeah, you can get yourself a little teardrop or like a little, like a 12-foot box trailer. They've got pretty sweet ones too, like even if you don't want it. A lot of them come with like outdoor showers and stuff, so you got some water on board if you need it. But I agree. We had the old Taj Mahal, which was super nice. Like, it came in handy a lot when we were remodeling the house, but it was a pain in the butt every time we went camping, just prepping it and putting it back away, like draining everything and dumping. And then, you know, you had systems in there you had to worry about, like a fridge that ran on LP or electrical. You had a furnace, like just AC, like things that you always had to maintain. So it was a huge pain in the butt. And that's why we ultimately got rid of it. It was just like, it's no cheaper to go camping than it is to just go get a hotel somewhere, which, don't get me wrong, I would rather be in a camper, but and there's the amount of work that went into prepping for that weekend. It was almost not enjoyable anymore. So, in my opinion, the simpler you can make it, the better.